possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
There's a new thing sweeping the nation.
What's that?
And that is people want now to, they want to spend the night in a house before they buy it.
Okay.
So they want to test drive it before they buy it.
I wonder if they let you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was in the Wall Street Journal. It was, it's for people that are buying really expensive homes.
Yeah.
Because it's usually somebody else's, they can go to their other house. It's not like you and I, we can't go somewhere else, you know, while they spend the night there.
Yeah, I feel like, though, to really check it out, you'd need 3 or 4 days in the house.
Well, I guess they want to see, like, how the sun sets and, you know, all this.
How the daylight hits or whatever.
And the appliances. It kind of makes sense. If you're buying a $60 million house, it kind of makes sense.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, is it furnished? Or, like, do they have to bring, like, a sleeping bag and sleep on the floor?
No, I think they get to sleep in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a $60 million house. There's lots of bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of bedrooms. But anyway, yeah, so that's a new rage sweeping the nation. Let's hope it doesn't get down to our level, because I don't want anybody staying in my house before I sell it.
That's weird.
That would be weird.
They're going through your stuff.
I know, right?
Yeah, if you still live there.
Yeah, that'd be really, really weird. Anyway, okay, we already talked about Britney Spears being odd. The other thing is that people are getting really mad at Benny Blanco. You know him as the fiance of Selena Gomez. Well, she posted a TikTok because he was eating these gigantic oversized blueberries. And it's a box of blueberries that cost $200. And each blueberry is individually wrapped. Again, it's a box of blueberries for $200. And people are saying, you guys are tone deaf because guess what? We can't even afford blueberries. Everything's so expensive and you're sitting there eating $200 worth of blueberries. So people are mad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it says, let's see here. Tone deaf, again, especially amid rising grocery costs, with comments like, sir, we're not rich enough to relate to this, and people can't even afford their own life right now.
So, you know, none of that ever bothers me.
I mean, okay,
to each his own. If it bothers you, then it bothers you. But, you know, there's always going to be people in this world that have a lot more money than you have.
This one might bother you. This one might.
What?
Jeff Bezos just bought his fourth private jet for $80 million.
He's such a bastard. I hate that guy. I hate him.
His
fourth. Why can't I have that?
Private jet, fourth.
Yeah.
And here's what everybody's mad about with him, is because it is one of the worst users of carbon footprinting. This jet he bought, it's his fourth private jet. He bought it for $80 million. It flies near the speed of sound, and it has the worst carbon footprint ever, which goes against everything Amazon is trying to do with their electric vehicles. They had this whole carbon initiative for Amazon, blah, blah, blah. And now look at him.
Are you trying to tell me that a billionaire in this world is a hypocrite? Is that what you're trying to say, Jimmy? What? Because I will not sit here and listen to this.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is so wrong to judge him like that.
$80 million for his fourth private jet.
Four? Why do you need four?
Exactly.
Now, look, I just said that I don't get upset over these things. But why do you need four? That's a good question, I think.
It is a good question.
I'm not angry.
No,
but why do you need four?
Well, maybe it's like the Kardashians. Maybe they do that thing where he flies and she flies and then the kids fly on separate ones. Because all the Kardashians apparently fly on different jets, so they all don't go down together.
Yeah.
So they're still the Kardashian legacy.
What? Like royalty?
Yeah, they all fly
separate. They fly separate to keep one plane taking out the whole family?
Yep.
We could only wish. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. That seems wrong. That seems. I know stuff.
That's why Bezos needs it, so that he can put himself on one plane and put that dirty Sanchez on another.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so. Did you guys see them dancing? Did you see that viral video?
No.
Holy hell.
Are they good?
He cannot dance.
What are they doing? The foxtrot or something?
Well, she's trying to be too cool. No, they're just standing up dancing like, you know, like white people. And
rich white people.
Yeah, and then she's like trying to get all groovy and sexy, and it's not working. And he's just like,
like a seal.
Oh yeah, he literally just stepping like back and forth. That's
right.
It.
He doesn't can't he look dance so at awkward?
All. She's like dancing on him.
Yeah, and he's just like, I have to do the sound effect because you guys can't see him. But that's how. If it sounded, that's how it would sound. I'm not even lying.
Before even watching the video, I don't expect a lot out of him.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so.
Yeah. That is true. Snoop Dogg is really, really mad at Disney. He took his kid to see, or no, his grandkid to see Lightyear, and all of a sudden there was lesbian moms on a Disney film. Here's what he had to say.
So we're watching it, and the lady, which is Kiki's mama, and she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh. I didn't come in for this. I just came and watched the damn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby? Shh. The movie ain't over with. So it's like, it's me. I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of that I don't have an answer for.
What'd you tell them?
Watch the movie. Eat this popcorn.
Shh. You said, we don't know.
It threw me for a loop. I'm like, what part of the movie was this? These are kids that we have to show that at this age. Like,
that part.
They're going to ask questions.
Yeah.
So he's just not very happy with Disney right now. He went on and on and on about it. It's like, I don't want to have to explain things in a movie.
Yeah.
Right? Makes sense, I guess. Anyway, Saturday Night Live is firing everybody. He said, Lorne Michaels, who's 80 years old, said there's going to be a bloodbath of cast members within weeks. They're changing it all up. I'm going to shake up things ahead of fall. So right now they have 17 cast members and they are all at risk.
I wonder why he's so upset.
I don't know.
I mean, that seems like a lot. I mean, I see that you move two or three players out of there, but the whole cast?
Seems aggressive.
Yeah, well, he said there's going to be a shakeup. They're all at risk, but we don't know who's going to go and who's going to stay, but they're all at risk. Yeah, and he said, we're going to shake it up, and it could it'll be announced in a week or so. That's what he said. And then finally, do we think that Shiloh Sanders is going to be put on the practice team for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Are we excited?
No, do we think it'll happen?
Yeah, I do.
You do? He'll be on the practice team?
I do.
All right. So, as you know, he punched somebody and everybody got real mad. He punched a guy in the helmet, which is dumb. That hurt your hand.
Yeah, NFL players don't fight the right way.
Yeah, that's...
you're going to hurt someone. You take off your helmet and hurt him.
Yeah, and he punched his helmet. Anyway, I was like, you're going to break your hand, dummy. Anyway, so he got cut from the team, but now they're saying that he might go and be on the practice squad. I don't know.
I think you fight in the NFL, you keep your helmet on.
No, but he's talking about hockey.
Yeah, I mean, there,
they take their helmets off.
Yeah,
and they really fight. Yeah, they don't. They don't. I agree with Carson. It's this a dumb way to fight.
If you watch the video, though, the other guy took a swing at Shallow first.
Yeah, I saw that. He was a little.
He got a little cocky, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So. Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I feel bad for these Sanders kids. I know we always get texts, y'all hate them and stuff, but I don't know. I don't feel like they need to be, you know, it's kind of sad.
I don't think Shiloh is NFL material. That's just my point of view. I think Shador is middle of the road at best.
Well, that hurts my heart.
Can he make a team? Probably as a backup or something like that, but I don't think either one of them is high caliber NFL material.
I think Shador is amazing.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
Well, I don't care.
Neither do the Browns.
Yeah, but they're against him for some reason. Remember, there's that whole conspiracy. Don't draft him.
There is something going
on. They drafted, though.
Yeah, but they were told at the very... We played that clip on Friday.
I know. The NFL did, but I'm just saying the Browns did draft him. They went, you know, beyond the protocol and went ahead and drafted him, and they still, not good enough.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, anyway, there you go. Double track.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Snow Odyssey hands. App live. You can get us there. And you can get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, more Frey tickets later this afternoon with the Slacker Show. And again, tomorrow morning, right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we'll do it at 7:30 tomorrow morning. And also, don't forget, $750 million.
That's funny that you just brought that up. You must have been like thinking about my brain, because I was like, you know, I feel like I'm going to win it.
Me too.
No, just me.
We're in a pool together.
I'm just like, I'm getting my own tickets.
You're not. We're both going to win, and we're going to win with the office pool.
I feel solid about this time.
Yeah, I do
feel
too.
Like it's going to... No, just me.
No, I do.
I'm just saying. Just, you're kind of taking it away from me now.
You know, when you buy a ticket for a lottery like this, like $750 million, let's say you buy it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The drawing's at like 7:30, right? That time you buy it and put it in your pocket, man, that's a great feeling. It's a rush in a way. And then after you lose.
Well, I was thinking about
not
this.
Not so much.
Okay, let's say you won.
Yeah.
I think that I would probably freak out about just having that ticket. Like, what would you do?
Like,
I would,
if it gets destroyed, if you lose it or
right,
something.
Haven't you seen that Bounty commercial where they spill stuff all the time and it's going towards their computer and stuff?
No! I already.
That's what would happen. Like, I would have this ticket. I'd have to have everything really dry. I don't know what I would do with it.
First thing I would do is hire a security team to come to my house.
Yeah, and
a bunch of people.
Yeah,
a bunch of people. Guard the front door, guard the garage doors, guard everything. Have a little box there, like my gun box, for example.
Uh-huh.
It locks. So I'd put it in there, lock that, have some dude stand beside that with a gun.
Don't you have to go to the lottery office? Do you have to go there or something?
Yeah.
So here's me. What if you wreck on the way there?
Oh, I honestly haven't thought about any of this.
Remember the guy that flew?
Yeah, to Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
was
crazy. This is several years ago. It's like 12, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. Jamie and I first started working together. He won a big lottery, and I think it was around $200 million. It was a lot of money. He was in Memphis, Tennessee. And he wanted to brag about it. And to do that, he went to be on Good Morning America because they wanted a lottery winner. And he wanted to take his ticket with him to show on TV.
Before he claimed his prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this moron puts the ticket in his wallet.
Yep.
And literally gets on an airplane, goes to New York, walks around New York, and is on the Today Show with ticket in hand.
See, I wonder if you can ask the lottery people to come to your house. Because I wouldn't want to take the risk of driving.
I don't think so.
I would be so scared to even drive, wouldn't you? Because you would be shaking because you won.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not even in your right mindset driving. You're not. It's not like you and I driving every day. We'd be like, oh my God.
You'd be a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
And not only that, I think you have to drive to Pueblo.
Oh God.
I think you have to drive a couple of hours. It's either that or Colorado Springs, but I don't think it's here in Denver.
I don't know.
I think you have to go to their main office if you've got the big, big ticket.
And then I don't know. I'd just be so
scary
worried.
With it. I would say. I don't know how I'd take it down there.
They've got one in Lakewood. So we got Lakewood and Pueblo.
Okay. All right. Still. Oh, my God.
Lakewood
terrifying.
Could be dangerous, too.
I know.
Get bugged the other way.
Oh, my God.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Motor Show. That's Billie Eilish, man. Ooh.
Yeah, what a, she what sure does drone on, doesn't what she?
That's a great tune. Are you kidding me? I'm a huge fan. I've got all of her CDs.
I know you do.
Yeah, yeah. Love. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm reading some of this stalker person that is stalking that Timothy Chalamet, right? This woman is nutso. I know what all stalkers are. Okay,
I don't know anything about this.
Timothy Chalamet, as you know, is dating that Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
There's a woman that's 58 years old out there, and I forgot her name, but she is She is a serial stalker. This woman has been stalking him for quite a while. She shows up everywhere he goes. She gets in pictures with him. They can't seem to keep her away. She's got a Club Chalamet website that she does, fan club. She's the only person in the fan club, from what I understand, on her website. She is a nutso. She's 58 years old. Can't you just move on in life?
What is Club Chalamet?
That's her website.
Group. Oh, she has 13,000 followers.
Shh. That's not a lot, though. Really,
3,000 followers.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
But none of this is sanctioned by him. It's all completely stalkerish, you know. And she, you know, basically, she finds out where he's going to be eating, dining.
But
she
knows his every move. But why is he taking pictures with her?
She sneaks in somehow.
No,
I don't know how.
I mean, does he not know she's a stalker? Because he has pictures with her all over the place.
I don't know if he realizes what's going on. I mean, he does now, but I think these pictures are like from months ago that she was able to weasel in and get pictures made to show that she is the person running the website. It's just weird.
Huh.
I don't know people that have that that fascination with celebrities
that they're
like
just so passionate about it.
You got that guy that stalks Caitlin Clark. Have you seen him?
No.
This guy shows up everywhere she goes. Everywhere.
Wow.
That is weird.
That is odd. Yeah. But it doesn't seem like he's bothered by it because he has pictures with her. So I don't know. Maybe she just has a fan page for him. Because like Deion Sanders, somebody has a fan page for him. You know, some of these people. I mean, did it say that like she's in trouble or like something's going on?
They're saying that it is bizarre and is not sanctioned by him. that this is something that he is not a part of. She's not a fan club president. She's nothing like that. She just has that domain, which she obviously put in for and
let
got.
Let me read the headline. So, the dark truth about Club Chalamet. She's a 58-year-old Timothy obsessive who hates Kylie Jenner and tracks his every move. And her past is very revealing. What's her past?
You got to pay for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they keep that one behind locked.
I keep trying to find it, too, but you got to pay for it.
I want to know her past.
I will say that we do have, we being us and her, this stalker lady, we do have one thing in common. We all hate Kylie.
But I want to know her past. Her past is very revealing. Oh, and it says $1.99 per month.
And just that headline, dark.
She might have been a jailbird or something.
Something. How will we ever know?
I need to know the dark truth.
Me too. Yeah.
I hate when they charge you for that crap.
Half-ass story.
I mean, it's not worth paying for it, but I hate that they charge you.
Man.
Kind of wrong. Tease you like that, right? BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be back and wrap this up. Yep. That's coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Jamie,
what?
Frog, my 7-year-old, he went roller skating for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Over the weekend,
Nice.
To a birthday party. They had it at a roller skating rink.
That's always scary, the first time you get out on those wheels.
Scared him to death.
Yep, I bet. Did he have that little walker thing with him?
That they can push?
Yeah. He didn't mention the walker. I wasn't there.
Oh, gotcha.
They went to the party, but no, he didn't mention the walker. It's just that he was quite terrified.
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah, it was
I mean, you've got wheels on your feet.
Yeah.
And you're 7.
He was so worried going. It's like, is it harder than ice skating, Dad? I don't know. I never ice skated.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't know. No, I've tried before, but I can't do it.
You know, over here.
I got the bad ankles.
Mr. Ice, ice hockey.
Well, and stopping is a whole different story. That's a scary thing in itself.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, roller skate.
Oh, big deal, right?
Everybody's slow skate now.
I always hated couple that. Skate. I actually broke up with a guy because he couldn't skate backwards.
Uh-oh.
And I had to be the bitch that went backwards. Yeah. That is
you had
just
to tell him?
Yeah, his name was Kent something. I forgot. You know, Kent couldn't go backwards.
Yeah, you got to be able to do both ways in the skating world. Yeah.
Well, if you do couple skate, you don't want to be the girl driving it backwards.
No.
That was just embarrassing because I broke up with him.
Yeah.
At the gate, what is it called? The Great Skate Train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he's not done much better in life since then.
I bet he's a loser.
Yeah, can't skate backwards. Get out of here. Yeah, funk.
Right?
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. A little cooler today. Got some rain in the forecast, too. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.